With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Irish Defence Forces are preparing to deploy a naval ship to monitor a Russian surveillance vessel should it move closer to Irish waters. And Vice Admiral and former head of the Defence Forces, Mark Mellett, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Mark. This ship, it's been in Irish waters before. It was here in 2024. How serious an incursion by Russia do you believe this is?
Well, I think the activities of this vessel are a cause for concern. For the last 20 years, we've seen pretty aggressive Russian action in terms of its invasion of Georgia in 2008, Crimea 2014, and the very hostile attack on Ukraine in 2022. And parallel to that, there has been a hybrid action and a warfare, effectively, with Europe very much on the defence and Russia on the offence. And we see that using actions such as subversion, sabotage, electronic disinformation, drones, and I suppose interest in critical underwater infrastructure. And that's what the Antar specialises in. So the Antar has been in our jurisdiction. It has been associated with very, unusual activity over critical underwater infrastructure in terms of gas.
It's a spy ship, Mark. Is that fair to say? It's there to gather intelligence.
Yeah, and I've heard discussions
about
more. It's been described as an oceanographic survey vessel. But the reality, Kira, is under Article 29 of the Law of the Sea Convention, Yantar is a warship. It's captained by a member of the Russian Navy. It's crewed by members of the Russian Navy. It's on the state register and it's flagged into Russia. They're the four tests to classify Yantar as a warship. And as a consequence, it enjoys diplomatic or sovereign immunity, which means we're very challenged in terms of what we can do and what we can't do, in particular when it's on the high seas. And effectively, the high seas is outside our territorial waters, outside 12 nautical miles. So when it's inside our economic zones, the sovereign rights we enjoy are very particular. They're about seabed and subseabed resources and the resources in the water column. The Yantar has an entitlement to enter our economic zone, and we're quite constrained in terms of what we need to do or what we can do. And in terms of sovereign immunity, it really comes back on the state rather than actors for the state, whether it be the naval service or others, to in terms of what they can do. What we can do is gather information to see what his activities are. And if those activities are perverse, then it's a matter of government to government to deal with that. That can start with a demarche, a notice from the Irish authorities to the Russian authorities to desist in terms of what it is doing. So that remains to be seen. And that's why a naval patrol vessel and probably Air Corps assets will be deployed if it comes down to our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuel. Points TC.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked.
Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Obviously, we have a brand new Minister for Defence. This is a test of Helen McEntee as well, to some extent, isn't it?
Helen McEntee has excellent experience in the Department of Justice. I'm sure she will be. She has already been briefed by the Chief of Staff, and I'm sure she is fully familiar now with the capabilities of the Defence Forces, which are now, I suppose, being addressed in the context of issues such as our subsurface capacity and our air radar capacity. It's long overdue, I accept that, and I suppose a greater interest in our Defence Forces is long overdue. I've often said, as Emperor Morris said, the country that does not look after its defenders will itself not be defended. And it is time that we actually invested in our defence forces, building up our capabilities to a level that is appropriate in this century.
Mark, we had security analyst Declan Power on the show yesterday, and I asked him about our capability in terms of defending ourselves. Should the ANTA do something that something more than just sail, you know, innocently through our waters? Should we recognise that it was doing something, tampering something, leaving something on the seabed? Who knows? And he said our capabilities are the equivalent of Hail Marys and a sticking plaster. What would you say about our capabilities militarily at sea?
I have real confidence in the professionalism and capabilities of our defence forces. Yes, our capabilities are very limited, but no country has capabilities in, let's say, a hostile situation. No country's capability is sufficient on its own. We live in a world whereby we're so interconnected that it's really about partnerships and working with others that gives you the capability mass to be able to deal with these incursions and these infiltrations. So, yes, our capabilities are limited, but I certainly, having spent 45 years with the Naval Service, have confidence in their ability to acquire sufficient information to allow the government to act. And, you know, we're staying in the civil security space as opposed to the military security space. That information will be brought back to government and will be a matter for government then to decide, does it need to take action in terms of government recognising that that vessel has sovereign immunity under Article 95 of the UN Convention.
Okay. Maybe lastly, Mark, I know you've said before that Russia is operating a sort of, if Russia becomes stronger, Europe becomes weaker, sort of a policy. This is all part of a broad set of sweeping things, including in the news today that Russia has been behind a money laundering and a criminal money laundering ring in Europe with a bank in Chechnya. We have to watch Russia as a bad actor now, don't we? And be prepared for more of this and escalations here too.
Listen, Kira, you're absolutely right. We've seen it with the attempted expansion of the embassy on Orwell Road. It did succeed in constructing an underground car park. You need an underground car park on Orwell Road, like a hole in the head. So we don't know what technology is in there. We've seen it with the outrageous cyber attack on the HSE. We've seen it with Sergei Prokopyev, the Russian colonel in military intelligence, who was masquerading as a diplomat here. And we've also seen it in the kind of announcements from the Ambassador Filatov, who said just weeks before the invasion into Ukraine that any idea that invasion was going to happen was insane. It was an insult to the Irish people. He said there was no political or economic or military reason. And we've also seen it with the Russian task group that was threatening to exercise in our jurisdiction in the very week of the invasion into Ukraine, effectively showing that Russia can mass a force on the west coast of Europe and at the same time have a hostile force on the east of Europe. So we need to be alert to the activity of Russia. The hybrid warfare is about low cost. It's about testing resilience. It's about being able to escalate and de-escalate easily and about operating in the shadows.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Mark Mellett there, Vice Admiral and former head of the Irish Defence Force.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Forces.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come.
As a season shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.